beaming into your mind like a ray of cosmic revelation, smashing through the mainstream like a comet of prophecy. You're listening to Planet Verloc. Welcome to the show. Yes, tonight we're talking about Psionics No Sweat Workout. That's right. You know, it was a rare and lovely day for this month of January. Aside from the night fog and drizzle, the majority of the day has been sunny and uplifting. So my wife and I visited my mother for a good long walk, and we enjoyed looking at flowers in the garden. Well, as we were walking and talking, I had a memory come to me of a flower I had once brought home for Mother's Day many, many years ago. I described this flower to my mother, but neither of us could remember what the flower's name is. I found this rather odd because it is an easy enough name to remember, but for the life of us, none of us could remember the name of this particular flower. Well, it later came to me when I cleared my mind. And, you know, I do this sometimes where I'll sit down, just completely clear my mind by listening to the sound of my breathing. And I think this mantra, so and hum, as I breathe in and out. And this clears my mind, and then I can ask my mind to do things. So I ask the back of my head, so to speak, to process that information which I was seeking, and process that for me, and bring that information up to the front end, or the front screen of my conscious mind. Now my subconscious mind complied, and in a moment of sitting, and just allowing that information to sort of surface up from those dark waters of the subconscious mind up to the conscious level of mind, then the word gardenia flowed into my mind's inner ear. Yeah, and this is one lovely flower to have on your patio, your balcony, or in your garden at home. So anyway, the thing is this. My mother had a problem with her joints and hips, arthritis, and circulation. So my wife and I, will visit my mother to get her out for a walk as often as we're able to, time allowing. Good therapy, but it is also a nice way to fill someone's life with happiness, joy, and good spirits. Wunyo. That is the rune for joy, Wunyo. But, you know, there is another reason here that I've brought up this personal story. And the reason is this. Much like exercise, when we develop a craving for working the muscles, or a good cardiovascular workout on the treadmill at the gym, walking, you know, or jogging down the street, whatever it is that we do, playing badminton or something, we cease to be lazy and instead replace our gripes and complaints with a passion and joy for the physical body's workout. Now, what on earth does this have to do with psionics, you're thinking? Well, similarly and more importantly for this podcast, psionics and the psychic-focused concentration methods that I teach become fun for the people who get into this club of mind. It's the Verloc Insiders Club. If you haven't heard of it, that's at verloc.club. At first, some people will say that they only want a quick results kind of a deal, and they want the right machine to do the job for them. Well, these folks are missing the whole point of psionics, in my opinion, I should say. Now, when we focus on something, it could be a simple object and an idea or concept, and often a number of patterns associated with things that we are interested in, such as a symbol for acquiring that car or house that we've always wanted, maybe even a beautiful lady we've been interested in, or if you're a lady, a handsome looking man, tall, dark, and handsome with striking features, or maybe it's somebody that meets the taste or interest that you're interested in. or just about anything that we can think of, we would concentrate on this. These mind workouts are fun. Focusing and building up that psych muscle in our mind is enjoyable. I mean, I literally can't stand it personally if I've gone an entire day doing things, you know, like doing errands for other people or helping other people, and then I am too tired to spend a moment doing focused concentration exercises. So what I do to remedy this is what I do on a busiest day is sleep a little early after business and then get up extra early to accommodate for the lost time. And that's so that I can make time to work on these focused concentration exercises because, quite frankly, for me, these exercises become sort of addicting, sort of like the adrenaline that we feel when we do a workout at the gym. The mind is very similar to this. Another point that my little story may shed light on here is how our conscious level of mind isn't as smart as we'd all like to think that it is. Nope, sorry folks. The greater majority of things going on are at levels of the mind outside of the view or scope of the everyday conscious level of mind. Yes, indeed. So with training and a little patience, we can do more than learn to fish for a missing word out of memory, like I did in my story here, just by sitting and thinking to our subconscious mind to bring the information forward to the front end of the mind. We can do more than this. Much, much more. But it all starts with small steps. But following these small steps, we can learn to do miraculous things. We can learn to ask for information from any natural source on the planet, even sources which may not necessarily be natural. Things like machines or computers can also yield information to us, but we have to open the doorway to it. And this comes by forming that relationship with the various levels of consciousness, conscious, subconscious, unconscious, supraconscious, higher self, and cosmic consciousness. People often think that these are levels that are extremely difficult to achieve, that we have to focus real hard to get there. But no, not exactly. It's more of a lifestyle. We have to keep the magic high, sort of like keeping the temperature up on a thermostat. We have to keep at it, and it may not be something that we have to strain ourselves at. It's not like crunching numbers for solving math problems here. It's really about the habit and the commitment to some level of routine practice. So if we're staring at an object, for example, and all our focus is on one object, the most difficult part, of course, is preventing the mind from wandering. But there are tricks and tips on how to accomplish this in my club, in my e-books and audio logs. It is about that relationship. Psionics is about that relationship. It's not about the machine. The machine, that comes a little later. And there are certain machines that will work better for some people. And as we progress and grow in psionics, there are some machines that we might put together that work better for us than others did. And in fact, I have some machines that are made out of cardboard, paper, or plastic, which work far better than the wooden radionic boxes that I've purchased from other people for certain operations, or for the majority of operations. And you know, psionics is quite like the relationship one will have when one gets into bodybuilding or jogging or playing badminton or water sports, you know, swimming or water ballet, whatever you're into. You're going to want to do more psionics when you make that first push. I remember it. And I remember what it feels like to get that adrenaline going doing physical work as well. Similarly to psionics, physical exercise does give us that satisfaction. So does concentration work. Like, you know, I did a small farming project, gardening, weed cutting, harvesting. Even had some fun selling my crop starter kits at the store when I was doing micro farming. And And most of us, you know, probably say, no, the first time around doing work of any kind. But once we get that feel for focused concentration, the rest is easy. It's so easy, it's going to become addictive. So let me give you a tip here. If you're someone interested or have been interested for some time in radionics, I can tell you that while there are some metaphysical properties to components and radionic box designs, that the greater majority of this work in psionics really depends on the skill and ability of the operator. This means you. This means me. We are the operators. It is about our skill and ability, which, by the way, skill and ability can be improved. If you want to make magic happen for real, then learn from me. I'll tell you why. I've stopped super typhoons, freed men from wrongful bondage, and I've spiritually mended people both in person and remotely. I stand by this. These are some of my accomplishments. And that's just, that's off the top of my head. There is so much work I've done with psionics. I mean, I think I've had almost 40 years of working in meditation and psionics by now. I may have a gift, okay, sure, but I've developed a system to share this power with all of you. That is, any of you who are willing to put a little bit of time and effort into learning my system. And you'll reap the benefits from this. Plus, it's always nice to be able to learn from somebody who's also made mistakes. Yep, I am not perfect. I've made mistakes, and I'll share those with you in my club as well. You can read my personal journals in my club if you'd like. And some of those journals include the letters written to me by my former mentor in psionics, the godfather of psionics himself, Charles Cosmano. Yep, so come over and join my club or take the trial membership. It's your choice and it's your club. So join me, become a psionic knight, be like the Avengers, improve your life, get self-empowerment, and then you start making the changes in the world that your politicians and other people aren't even listening to you. Yeah, the world is ours. So until next time, keep the magic high. This is your host, Tom Vrilock, signing out.